ཡང ལ ཚོ ལ སོ བ དེ ལེ ཅེ བལ ཏོས ཉམ པ ཆུང ཡིན ནེ ཏོང པ ཉི ཉམ པ ལ ཏོས ཏོས ལེ ལ རེ སི ཡོ ར ག རེ སི ནེ ཏོང པ ཉི ཡེ ཏ བ ལེ ཅེ ཅ ཉམ པར གྱུར བ མ ཡིན དེ ཚུ ཅིམ ཅེ ནེ འདྲེ བུ ཐུ རེ འགྲོ ལ སི དེ ཁོ ནེ ཉེ ཏོ བེ ཏ བ ལེ ཐར བ དེ ཐམ ཅེ ཅིམ བེ ཁོ བ ཆོ དེ ལུ རེ སི དེ ལེ ཉམ ལེ དེ ལེ ཅོང ཅིག རེ སི ཡོ ར དེ ཡེ ཏེ ཏོ ལེ ཚུ ཅིམ ལེ ཉམ པ ནེ ལ ཡེ ཏ བ ལེ ཉམ པ ནེ མ ཡིན ནོ སོང ཤ ཨ སི ཨོ དེ རེ
So then the commentary on this is that since denying emptiness is most detrimental to oneself and others, a lapse in ethical conduct is preferable. So it would be better. It basically, is preferable means that it would be better to lapse in ethical conduct. One should never lapse from the view of emptiness, for while the result of ethical conduct is a high rebirth, the view that understands emptiness takes one to the supreme states of liberation and enlightenment. And he backs it up with another quote from Sutra, from the Buddha's words, a lapse in ethics is preferable, a lapse in view is not.
Tongpanyila kandres tukura panganche ya kandres tukura ti ribat shekdwa. Te kona nyeje tawa deya kebe nyo nyewar ta ne tembar chade suba. Kebe pa tongpanyi shedu zan shesa tili tende tili takje sheche kule she na yabu shimba tuge nora minduge kandres sheche ane tengu reyesu yora. Kare resa na chige dosu. Nyo la nyewar temba ne tukbaran gyuji shichir mes. Hama gunge lumbu tezuli ya tongpanyi sabutin de shekde na ane ko sim yagbo je ha ko ya shan de sim chu ye ge nya ga yo re se ra chu ban ju shi chi me ne mo shi ye da ta ba to ye ta lu ru ma re se ka re sna lang ro ma thon wa ne to bin ju an ba shi ko so chu to zo wa ma thon de tu re ge sa ra chi da wa ma ko thon ye she ko chu she ya bo ra ye na to chu to zo wa ma thon be ne ko tu che je an ko ne ge sa ra cha cha lang ro wa ma thon wa ne to bin ju an ba shi ko se she she ba ta ra tamba memba tangzi sho ore ale di ta che shan.
So then the next verse is, if you look at the outline, we're talking now about the stages leading towards suchness or towards emptiness or towards understanding emptiness. And the wise only, if go back to 244, then before the verse it's reading, the wise only teach the view of suchness after carefully examining the vessel. The vessel here means the listener who's receiving these teachings on emptiness. So it has, a skillful teacher has to be careful who they're teaching it to. The verse goes, taught to fools, it confuses them and does not further peace. To people who have more ignorance, it becomes confusing to them, and then it doesn't help them to overcome their afflictions. Peace here means just the reducing of the afflictions, so that the mind becomes less disturbed, more peaceful. And then when snakes drink milk, their poison only increases. So usually milk would be thought to be a helpful, good drink, but if you give it to poisonous snakes, their poison increases. So that's the analogy.
Oh, yeah. Kibu tamba maimba, keba maimba tozuli yabuha komatuna, and it tayor is attention at the yabore. Tugsy Ramachana soba. The day tay loss of your is a congenial tay silici loga Ramachula your is, on shanati chop to give a day's water. Did them beneco, your is something as such and mato some Miki wapa kewa trupche che ko lada mili kiya ki tabla dhuri isi wara. O ko la dhami dhensha na wata kake mea imbari samche ne lende la kuwa tab nge son la kiya ki chuchi yordo. Tamba mela tangzi cho Tami tumba mahi de tami madensera.
Mm.
Chigning Andrew Nindolas, we call it Tami tena caros nana cochada lune. Nindol dugres umba.
Mm.
Tame mahi shinny dos, tame mahi bakeba dozulia tomba nitangina. And a pendo you would a deco. You mock and save it, you know, with a tarbot, tangitim, to be doing this.
So here the verse then reads, for the unreceptive, conceptions of a self are best. To teach them selflessness is not. For the unreceptive here means somebody who's not a suitable vessel or a suitable listener. Conceptions of self are best. It means if they keep their idea that there's a permanent and independent self, and that's doesn't have any parts. It's just one. What do you say? It's unitary. That's what it's usually. It's what's that other word? It's monolithic. Is another monolithic self. Then it's better for them actually, because they will go, oh, you know, he think, oh, I have to take care of myself. I have to avoid doing things that are going to give me a bad rebirth, and do things that are helpful to me to get a good rebirth in my next lifetime. They become very protective of themselves, and then they keep their ethical discipline. But to teach them selflessness is not, is if you teach such a person selflessness, then they take it in the wrong way and understand it to be nihilism, or that things completely don't exist, which causes them then to totally disregard any kind of ethical discipline, and as a result of that, they get reborn into a very bad situation in their next lifetime in the miserable realms, or miserable rebirths. So then it says that in the next two lines, that they would go to bad rebirths because of this idea of seeing it as teaching nihilism, while the extraordinary attain peace, while the suitable vessel would then, somebody who's a suitable listener would use it to overcome their afflictions, and they would be able to achieve liberation and also highest enlightenment or omniscience.
Tanda yuva de mau bal dengen di re samsang nge ma yuva tanda yuva ta de chiban di sambudwa o di tangzin ba tyun ja ba sidwa nge ma yuva ti tanda de yo mar nge ma yuva pu chung chung ji yor ba di na shin tanda samru da kang de yo mar wa ni na nga nge ma ne lo chi tanda yu sang ni de gri sambudwa keji ko dur jen ru yo ara keji re re le tyu dan ke ma bu ya kuran keji sambu che ya de gu yo ara de de ko keji Gurgi Jendro de Yore. Nimed de Omar, Midavarwa. In a Takashi and Tilol, Shumatumako, Tagashash and Yara, Tagwes and Dog, Niman Yor, Tanda, Mamba, and I can get his sums and some Yora. Taganese Tawa, Chibu. Chibus do so bo, same sort of passion, a coroncona chibu, you to bridge some Yora. Rawans, Rawore, come on, which are the toys and turning out to Nangara, Rawangi use them. Tindu samsu lhengi nga razu lu yor ba. O daga na ishi kuna shaa shana o da kira tindu yor isi ti sapsu chi kiwa shima nye suni kiwa si mi kiwa pang kiwa chup suni ti pyanpa shere chi yora. O di ma de tongba nye tena fu ta ke mendu wa san. Ani lhengi chundi lu tsigi ma ro. O di kyan yor isi ba.
So we have to understand we call it a conception of self has a certain qualities to it that other people call it grasping itself or conception of self.
45
p.m. It's just sort of naturally comes with us that we have this feeling that It's kind of an innate feeling that the self that was earlier in our childhood and is the self that exists now, and this self will continue to exist in the future. And this comes about because we sort of just accept that that's always there. That's the idea of permanence, and that's what we're talking about, this quality of permanence to the self. And what that's without reflection. If we actually reflected on it, we'd understand that we go through a constant, process of change, and that's impermanence, and that even to exist at each moment, we need so many different things to keep us going, and that we're so dependent on all these causes and conditions, and that we're no longer, a little child that we were, and we can see that we're not that little child anymore. If we looked at it that way, then we would understand this constant state of change. But we don't consider that. We don't consider that. And then also we think of ourselves as just sort of being, some kind of, as being partless, just being, a unitary, this is me. And then also we have this idea that although we do have to depend on so many things for our existence, and we're not independent, we think of ourselves as just sort of, able to, what do you say, self-powered, or in the Tibetan people try different ways of translating that, but just independent, acting on our own, and that's the way we look at ourselves. So then, it's through if we have that kind of view very strongly, then it would be better for us to be focused on avoiding non-virtuous deeds or harmful actions towards others, and ensuring ourselves to have by following ethical discipline, to have a better rebirth, and then to learn about emptiness, because then emptiness, if we take it wrongly in the way of being nihilistic, like total non-existence, then we wouldn't be following any kind of ethical discipline. And we would instead take a bad rebirth, have a bad
rebirth. ene nga ma ba na tu bu yon den ma ri ya bu yon gur sam ko sab so che che ti pa pa ke tu bu re se gara ta la cha be nye ju lo ne nye ba che ba kyen de lo de ten ru nye la ye che se ko ten ru la da me ko ban to ye ke wa che ma ya bu yon ye ko ba yo re se gara da me ba to ba ne cho ma ne ko da me de ne ya bu ma re se gara ka re se na po wa da chin ju lo de ko ne o da ti ka ge me da me se do ka ga Ningbo Mindu Asanta, Mekagi Manasani, Tigba Pankiwa to be co Kesham Sigmar, Six Chigmar. Oh, the Chinjilo do Cone, Kusum Jumber Duaches, and Luna Yusumco, Mikiola Chue, Yanga Yuares, Gora. Then a Tongbany Tambala, Nimi, the Payne, Yacho, Niy, Tongbany Tana, Yawajil Tana, Payne, Yawuari, then Beno, the Mirajil Tana, Kyung Grace. Oh, they induce any. Chick de la Maguba Ponata, Rachin de Maguba Ponata Yana, you have a mind there. Chick de Yana, Tongban is the tie, you have a mother, never rest some soon the Lendel Quatam Nandulan Jugres. Deconani Tessa de Keva Yawichi Hakotuguna, and he show a tarbata and you much dread that in the Talin Jugres. Or the end of Tongbany Tessa de Subsociate, you don't teach the Yawong is in Gures on Guda. Oh, yeah, Titla.
So then if we go to the commentary here, it is best to teach the uneducated and unreceptive that there is a self in accordance with their conceptions of a self. Just this is the person who has a strong idea of the self existing in those ways that we mentioned. And then the reason being that their attachment to the self will cause them to give up harmful behavior, making it easier for them to find a happy rebirth. If you tell them that such a self exists, then that in fact their attachment to themselves would increase, and therefore when they would feel, oh, I have to give up any harmful activity out of it being very strongly attached to themselves, and then I have to achieve a higher rebirth. And it is not good to teach them emptiness, for they will ruin their three doors by rejecting or misunderstanding it. Here, ruining the three doors means that they will just sort of their actions of their physical, verbal, and mental actions will degenerate, and then they will either misunderstand or through either misunderstanding or rejecting emptiness, and they won't pay any attention to their physical and verbal and mental actions, and therefore will have a bad result in their next lifetime, in an unfavorable rebirth. Thus, teaching emptiness has a disadvantageous as well as an advantageous aspect. It depends on who you're teaching to. It would be disadvantageous to somebody who's unreceptive, we're calling, and then whereas somebody who's extraordinary or not out of the ordinary, I guess literally it means out of the ordinary in the Tibetan too, but anyway, who's a proper vessel, it would be advantageous to them. So it says here, on the one hand, rejecting it through lack of appreciation or denying cause and effect because of taking non-existence to be the meaning of emptiness leads to a bad rebirth. So it's just that when you hear that the self doesn't exist, you think that it completely doesn't exist. So that means the nihilistic view, and that would lead a person to bad rebirth. And so that would be an inappropriate person to teach to. On the other hand, the extraordinary who have mastered suchness attain peace. So there are the listeners who then can hear the teachings and then take them in the proper way and reduce their afflictions and even go on to attain, you know, these supreme states of liberation and omniscience. So the message here is just when you teach emptiness, you have to be careful to whom you are teaching it. So we have to understand that it's good to cultivate an understanding of emptiness, and at the same time also cultivate an understanding of dependent arising. That two of these have to go together. If we just concentrate on the emptiness side, then we tend to towards, you know, thinking of non-existence. But in fact, if we concentrate on emptiness, and when we think about emptiness, we have to understand that what is being said here is that when we examine, nothing can be found to exist from its own side. It's like if we examine ourselves, right, if we look for the self, we're not going to be able to find it. We can, at the best, we can, if something did exist in its own right, or did have some kind of independent existence, just the self or the I existed in that way, then it should be able to be found, be able to point out and say, oh, here it is. But we can't do that it's just like the house. If we say, oh, okay, where's the house? You could maybe point at the ceiling. You wouldn't be able to point at the house. It's the same with the self. You point at, if you say, oh, I'm here, then at the best you're pointing at your finger or something like that. And there's no way of, but we feel that, you know, that the self could be found in that way, but it's not. When you look for it, you can't come up with anything that is the self, that's the same as, you know, our body and mind, or something that somehow exists other than our body and mind, just totally some self that's totally separate from the body and mind. You can't find that. So then in fact we have to understand that our but the self doesn't, and what do you say, we don't completely not exist at all. That's not talking about, there is an existence of where we're merely, designating or imputing, mentally imputing it, that the itself exists as a dependent arising or dependent imputation of the mind. The mind is dependent upon the self exists in this dependent existence upon the mind, and therefore so we can understand that the self does exist in a way where we're able to, you know, that we're able to perform actions in this, and create effects and so forth, and as existing in this way as a dependent designation that we do exist in that way. So we have to have, you know, a balance of these two, when you're investigating about emptiness, you have to think about dependent arising, and then when you're thinking about dependent arising, you have to think about emptiness. Now, if there are any questions, I don't know. Natalie, you have to go. Is it time? I don't know what time it is. You had one question there. Karen had one question about. She was wondering what one of the words in here was. I didn't put it back too. Rejecting dependent arising, free from fabricated extremes, is a more serious. That's 285. Oh, Jutambalan and Chikche Jutambalan.
You're asking questions now.
And the Dawanla. Dawananla de Chikche
Jubanan.
Yeah, yeah. Denjing Jopa Jungwa did Prasa Ta Nine Ta Juma Ta Juma Dandrawa.
Drube Tadandrawa said.
Drube Dima Dwa. Jutamba de.
Judira.
Oh, Judy. Mm. Then they did Jobala. Dinan, you're right.
The Conan, you don't but a number the symbol occasion with the Turi Toba and Tarba Toba.
Sh. Oh, fabricated extremes is really talking about in this case it's talking about Durba means elaboration, really is the way we translate it nowadays, and elaboration in this case is talking about just how things exist conventionally. You're either completely rejecting things as having any kind of existence at all, or you're saying that they have this what do you say, existence in their own right or from their own side. So that's dependent arising is free from those two extremes of either seeing things as existing in their own right or as being completely non-existent. So the fabric, it's the extremes of maybe of elaboration, of conventional elaboration, maybe according to Genma's explanation would be better to say it that way.
This
idea of fabrications or elaborations or Jeffrey uses a new word nowadays. I'm trying to think of what it was. I forget, but anyway, he has a new idea, a new way to translate that. It's really talking about, well, you can see how it works in terms of meditating on selflessness. If you're talking about personal selflessness, when you're meditating on the self as lacking any kind of, what do you say, and existence from its own side, then you're coming to understand you're just looking at that self, and then you come to understand that it lacks any kind of existence from its own side, and if you have a direct experience of that lack of existence from its own side, all you're experiencing is this emptiness or a lack of being, of existing in that way. You're looking for it to exist from its own side, and all you come up with is that it doesn't exist in that way at all. And so that complete lack, okay, has certain a quality of just being like a vacuity or emptiness, and And at that point, there's no fabrication, okay? One way, or elaboration, one way we're elaborating things as existing in from their own side, so it lacks that. But it's also, we're elaborating things as having some kind of a conventional existence. And so then we also don't have any kind of sense of them at that point as having any kind of conventional existence as well. All we're aware of is their lack of inherent existence, or lack of existence from their own side. So then, for the middle way, we're talking about fashioning an understanding that's in between the two extremes of nihilism and well, we call it eternalism, for lack of a better translation. And eternalism here means that that when we're meditating on emptiness, then things completely lack any kind of existence from their own side, okay? Understanding that they lack this existence from their own side. And nihilism means that they lack any, you know, they're not completely non-existent, okay? So then, That's why dependent arising is mentioned here. Dependent arising both establishes things as not existing, you know, independently or from their own side, and also establishes them as existing in a certain way. They exist as dependent arising. So it gets in between these two extremes. It's the so-called middle way.
And just in you said. No fabrication or elaboration. Elaboration meaning existing from their own side. But you also use the expression no sense of having conventional existence as well. How do we lose that? I mean, you also said earlier that we do create actions, we do make forms, and so on. It just confuses me a little in this response that using the term conventional existence.
Yeah, well, then, I mean, oh, that, because Gunzobi chud ki drüber dan drawa de kandre si yongi de ko de de
tomba nyongo sim do toso ma tomba des tomba che samba che ha ko ten tagba rish de she je kom paru chil ko nusum do to alwa tanda ngazu tagba kre ba o ten de sigi ore sam tebe ko ara ten ngazu sam lo tanda so so sam lo tanda shigir ba ha ko ro o ne te re sha sam ti tagba rish kom de de ne ko nyer nyer do ser 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 du ya ra tolam singi topsuna tagbe lam to ra tolam singi topsuna ne ko nyam sha tongba nyel nyam ba sha suna ko tuba tuba chi me se tongba jan je tong go ra ra ngo ne tongba tong san jan je tong go ra ya de ba nyam sha le dan su de chi ne ko kun ju be shi ju ma cham du yor ba ra ngo ne me ne tongba yin ne ya che do gap su kun ro ya da ti da de go ba tongba ne chi du nyam bar she du tu je se ra tuba yong su ta go du ngi sum du to ne go ra dan da ngo ju tu te tong yo ma ra
This is talking about something that we don't experience at the present. The question was, well, what is, you know, elaboration in the context of conventional existence? How does that work if you're talking about there's no elaboration of conventionalities? Then what that means is we're talking about a state called direct perception or directly cognizing emptiness. It's a certain kind of state of mind that is developed through, right now, for instance, we're studying about emptiness, we're thinking about it, okay? We're just dependent upon our conceptions of what's being discussed. And then we can study more and more, and then we can start reflecting and come to a deeper, it just gets clearer and clearer what's being talked about. And then we get to a clearer understanding or certain kind of knowledge. Then we meditate on that and focus on that and increase that understanding. It gets clearer and clearer to the point that you don't understand it. You're not understanding it through the medium of conception. You're having a direct experience of emptiness. And so in that state of direct experience of emptiness, there's no conventionalities appearing at all. You're just directly cognizing a lack or an emptiness, and so then that is reached. Actually, it's not something that we have now, because the person who reaches that is sort of going through the various stages of development and reaching what we call the Gomlam or Tonglam. It's really the first. It's a state of Gomlam.
Pagbelam. Tonglam.
Tonglam.
Pagbelam.
Yeah. It's really. It's talking about the. It's talking about the path or the mental experience, right, of somebody who is a noble being. That noble being, that's their initial experience, and it's called the path of meditation. It's a very advanced meditative state or state of self-transformation, we have to put it that way. At that point, you're in meditation and you have this experience of there aren't any kind of elaborations or of conventionalities or existence from its own side, or there's just this emptiness. But the noble being then arises from that state of meditation and goes about experiencing things in a way. But at that point, then there are certainly conventionalities that they're experiencing, that the noble being is experiencing, and seeing them in a certain way is said to be like a magician's illusion. They function physically, verbally, and mentally in that state of interaction with conventionalities.
Josh, I think in Western psychology, the psychology of development.
Oh yeah. Oh, you have it there.
Yeah,
oh, I didn't know you had it. Oh, I didn't see it. Sorry. You want to put it. I don't know if you guys can hear that. Put it there, maybe.
Sorry. I thought you just...
My question has to do with contrasting self and awareness of self and awareness of selflessness. And I think that in Western psychology, there'd be a consensus that the stronger sense of self early in a child would actually predispose one to... growing into a sense of selflessness later, such that the sense of self, independent self, doesn't need to be vanquished. It's just expanded. So that people who have more problem with selflessness are those who are entangled with insecurities about self. And so once a self is established, like a shell around a seed, there's more chance of that when the shell just gives way. And this explanation, it sounds like it would happen in succession of lives, but just in the development over a lifetime, the sense of being me, myself, and I, I'm in here, and giving way to the sense that I'm a part of it all,
mm-hmm.
is more likely to take place when there's a stronger sense of self real early.
Yeah, right. That,
and I don't know if that agree if that agrees with what. With what Geshe-la.
Yeah, there is a strong, there's a lot of discussion about that. but I've never heard it done in Tibetan, so I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get this across. But then called the Semgi Membarwa. Then they called the Lo Chung Chung Yindu, then they called the Gundu Nyam the Mamba Gama Duch Jumbarwa, then they Nama de Kausa Lo Chung Chung Yindu then the Nga Dan Dak Dan Kansa de Kausa Dembo Chik Surne Dembo Yindu de Ama Krola Yapo Chik Jambo Jegi Ode then young me called a roche got me dembo chi chan and yin dembo chi chan then a lo chembo chakdu lo chun chun dende yin and then a lo chembo chakdu then a gomba ni gorla gom na da mebe gorla that code gom tupkire code kasa nudu rungwa chi yore then it yin yang code Lo chung chung ne de kaza ama kola dagyong yabo majena dene ko kaza sem sena de ko ngasena de kaburwa nga de dembo ma chagna mi kashe dende yonjo kaba mishe yinen de nga den dak de dembo yongi omarwa ka den e mi chem ka mi chun chun yinde ka sa de ama konsola dak yong yabo jegi omar de pama ko den e nyob jam mambo ko la yongi omarwa den e ko sem mi dembo chi chagi omarwa den e ko la donben ni Lamna, ko yabo hago tugi ma de, then ko la kapo sugi o de, de, kasa nupto ki semgi memba ki lobchong jena, dende ki keba yuji de, kasa, kasa, nudu rungwa dan nudu mi rungwa, dende yung sigirabe.
Oh,
then the Kecha Yorwa, you know, and Doctor Andres, what? Sem Mideba, then it called Kaza Sem Dembo, Sem Dembo Chagi Omarwa, Sem Dembo, then Sem Midembo, Digi Keba Yimada, then it Sem Midembo Hina, then it called a Domba ni Sena, the Yongi Mare.
Oh, Yongi Mare.
Yongi Marwa. Then it's some Dumbo, you know?
Some Medea, you know? I got Domba ni Sena, Tunisira, Kiko, now do game Marwa.
Then a young Nugi,
called Nanzishu Chambu Yorwa. Nali Abuchemas or Pama Abuchemas, the Chichemas or Sera. Kiranga, Domba ni Res in the coach, I'll go Marwa. Namjune Cotis, Domba ni Lokoy, and Gajina. And it didn't recover Domba ni Shen, the Pengi order. And the co I watch on my sochi, Pama Yavuchema, so tender some shoe chambuyona. Oh, tender marriage, Canada, Nazi chambu maji, Nazi chambu maji, Dangzi chambu maji, sana.
No,
but Jenna called a pangi, yes.
Oh,
Namdune, don't you call me and get you in a court in the Kalisha and a door door at the Kalisha is a counter saver.
Oh, that's
why.
No, Pitcher, Dreesa, what I call them. So we tried to do it something, you know, because when you start using this idea of self, it doesn't really work out in the Tibetan. It's really talking about whether somebody has a, you know, a strong sense of self just means that you're a healthy sense of self, and healthy sense of self sort of translates into Tibetan as having a stable mind, right? You have to sort of go to a broader term. And because when you start mixing in the sense of self, it just sort of gets mixed into something that is always there, whether you have it or you know whether you had a good upbringing or not. But then you sort of have to go over to this, you know, sort of mental instability that happens because of basically being unhappy and being, you know. Whatever, the person becomes mentally unstable, as I think we would say, and the Tibetan would sort of agree with that. And at that point, that person who's mentally unstable, if they're thinking a lot about, you know, how, oh, you know, my childhood really, was really bad, and, you know, and my parents did this, and my father did that, and, you know, and they're constantly thinking about all these, you know, how things were so hard on them, me, you know, they're constantly thinking about themselves. It's basically what it is, you know. If they're caught at a certain time, right, where they're not, you know, if you talk to them about how, you know, they shouldn't be always thinking about themselves, right? I mean, the idea in Tibetan would be this constant self preoccupation would make it so that so that you couldn't later teach them about emptiness. But if you had, you know, caught them, you know, earlier on where they're constantly thinking about themselves and say you shouldn't be always thinking about yourself, right? And then this leads to all sorts of problems, just to be always focused on yourself. And then there's some way of helping that person, even with the teachings of emptiness, you know, at that point. Okay, but if that person wasn't, you know, earlier on, you know, exposed to this kind of idea, you know, on a constant basis, instead they were always just thinking about themselves, and they're constantly thinking about themselves. And then later on, you talk to them about emptiness, they'd just get, you know, Geshe-la said, angry, basically, because it would be so threatening to them, because they'd sort of become more self preoccupied, and then you're trying to say that the self doesn't exist, and that kind of a person is very dangerous to. You know, inappropriate to teach them about emptiness at that point. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Kumba yona, pengira. Kumba mena, pengimarva.
No, it depends upon their familiarity. You know, if they're caught early on and then they have some familiarity with the ideas of self, then it can be helpful. But if they don't have any familiarity, right, then there's no way of approaching
it. Shada kabu dabu shada yon kanda kachu mebu tukunda tukchu mebu yon du tongba ni komna pengi wara. Nga asa ngan zin shada wara yasam ko. Nga rangu na tongba komshan tatindish yasam pengi wara. Nanzu kene chi yore, nanzu kene tsugan lamas. Lo chenpo re sha jagwa yore. Yine jami ki drebu neze lhasa bado chibri, ko nezun shu yung singe ta konza hako jimara. Shamu pa zin tla pe du kwenye chi yore. Ti koran pe sha vore, jami kanga turgi yore wa. Tene ko di kaga pe sha vore chile. Tene ko chema hako ro, kiran di pe du was, tati kiran kongo yose. Go kunji kunji mshira yore. Tene te kwenche, tene ko laje laga nejun kwenye, laga che duzu kanga tsu kwenche, kiasa pato chiri, ko kandang komba jabse. Namju ko kibuche denga tere pisha jagware. Tene ko chiri, tene kuna tongba nyi komba yasegido. Droa bose, droa seachida, kale tongba nyi komba droa. Kadu le kale kawa hako masun sere kora. Tongba nyi komba kumbi droa, tene kale kawa masun sere. O tene na shire. Dubu yung yora. Ane tubu tangi yora jami kande ni mami chidu yora. Ine ko tongba ni kwa mdro, ne ko kale chunga hako masung se lesa lepsha asik yora. Dire, kumba yona pengira. Dubu chunga kala nga zi shuk shimbo yodu tila ji pengira. Kumba mene dhush dhura ko kaya chan.
So it's just the idea of, like, Geshe-la is giving the example of somebody who is like their teacher, in Tibet. This was in Lhasa when the Chinese were there, and basically the idea is that if you have some familiarity with the ideas of emptiness, then when difficulties come, then you can, if you have, I mean, the idea, the normal response would be to, you'd be thinking a lot about yourself. But if you understand that, that self, the particular one you're thinking about, you know, that you're seeing as existing in its own right doesn't exist, right? Or that exists from its own side doesn't exist, then difficulties don't rattle you. You're able to maintain a peaceful attitude at that time. So they had this one teacher who was really heavy set, but he had a lot of familiarity with emptiness, and therefore they were trying to like hide him from the Chinese, and they dressed him up as the oracle. You know, they put the oracle has this big helmet that you put on, and so. But then he was discovered, you know, and so then the Chinese dragged him off to, you know, and this is up in the monastery, which is sort of a little on the outskirts of Lhasa, and then so they dragged him down to whatever, to their central camp or something. And it said that because of his familiarity with emptiness on the whole way down, he had like no feeling of that he was going through a difficult time. He had absolutely no feeling of difficulty from going all the way down to Lhasa, you know, dragged off by this a group of soldiers, I suppose. And so it's like that, you know. You just, you know, if you have some familiarity with it, then difficult situations, you know, which would exacerbate that idea of the self, then it wouldn't exist at all, you know. That's Kenny. Kenny came. Instead of the kitty, it was Kenny this time.
Sorry. He keeps reminding me what time it is.
Yeah. Dutsu Dzogchen. Peter Dries. I mean, next time, Karen, you can keep it. our timekeeper has spoken. Okay, so thank you, everyone. We've run out of time here. Then we'll say our dedication here, which is these two verses on the bottom. I dedicate all this virtue to emulate the knowledge of the hero Manjushri and likewise Samantabhadra as well. with whatever dedication is praised as supreme by all the conquerors who traverse the three times, I also dedicate all my roots of virtue for the sake of auspicious deed.
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
Amy, I'm here.
Oh yeah, Nancy.
This is Rick.